very hard for me to vote for this resolution. You know, there's not a map up here that shows the area that I represent in rural Brazos County. Probably half of the county rural area. I'm not saying that the bullet train is not something that will be needed one day, but I can tell you that between the oil companies, the pipelines, the high lines, right-of-way easements, want to restrict our water surface rights. You know, every day you wake up in rural Brazos County, there's somebody else wanting to come through and do something on your property, and you don't have a whole lot of say-so about it. You know, it bothers me that the government did not give the bullet train authority on eminent domain, so they partnered with Amtrak so they could have it, because Amtrak had it, and that's going around a way that I don't like. You know what? We don't have a dog in the hunt on this bullet train. It's not coming through Brazos County. It's just, I don't feel like it's something that we should make a determination on. And the other thing is, there's right of way. There's Interstate 45 that goes from Dallas to Houston. There's a way to use this right of way. If they want to put a bullet train, I'd be for it. You know, they showed me that the route they're going, what's going to impact, the land's going to impact, whose land they're taking, what's going to happen to it, and that the taxpayer eventually is not going to have the burden to pay for it when it's 75 or 80% complete. Well, then we'd take a different look at it. But up until then, it'd be hard for me to vote for the resolution. And that's, I represent the rural part of Brazos County. Compensation sometimes can't make up the difference what you work your entire life to build and to keep, and that you want to pass on to your families. You know, if you were in Grimes County or wherever this bullet train was coming through, you might feel a little different. Just like we had to fight power lines and pipelines and everything else that come through us. It's a little different depending on what side of the deal you're on. If you're going to get on a bullet train, if you're going to get on a train in Grimes County somewhere, you have to get from here to there, and you get on the train.
That's true.
Then you go from wherever you're going, and you get there. You got to figure out another way to get where you're going from there. So I guess they're going to have different arteries. You let that bullet train come through, there will be people that were suffering, that have worked their whole life to get where they are and to have what they had, just be taken away from them. They can't do anything about it. In today's world, and as fast as the world's going today, a student that's going to go to school at Rellis campus is not going to get on a train. By the time that train gets built, they'll have their own plane. I'm not anti-bullet train. I'm just I want them to prove to me how it's going to be built, where it's going to be built, and who's going to pay for it.